ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 10 डिविजन्स ऑफ क्रिएशन पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 11 थ्रू 30 इटर्नल टाइम एंड द 10 डिविजन्स ऑफ द क्रिएशन। Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O my lord, O greatly learned sage, kindly describe eternal time, which is another form of the Supreme Lord, who is known as the wonderful actor. What are the symptoms of that eternal time? Please describe them to us in detail. O Vidura, eternal time is the primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. It is unchangeable and limitless, and it works as the instrument of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for His pastimes in the material creation. This cosmic manifestation is separated from the Supreme Lord as material energy by means of Kala, which is the unmanifest impersonal feature of the Lord. It is situated as the objective manifestation of the Lord under the influence of the very same material energy of Lord Vishnu. Yathedanim tathagrecha pashtyad api etad idrisham. This cosmic manifestation is as it is now, as it was the same in the past, and it will continue in the very same way in the future.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
There is a systematic schedule for the perpetual manifestation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world, as stated in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna, Bhuta Gramam Imang Kritsnam Avashang Prakriter Vashat. So as it is created now, and as it will be destroyed later on, so also it existed in the past, and again will be created, maintained, and destroyed in due course of time. Therefore, the systematic activities of the time factor are perpetual and eternal, and cannot be stated to be false. The cosmic manifestation is temporary and occasional, but it is not false, as claimed by the Mayavadi philosophers. Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. So there are 9 different kinds of creations besides the one which naturally occurs due to the interaction of the modes of material nature. There are also 3 kinds of annihilations due to eternal time, the material elements, and the quality of one's work. Of the 9 creations, the first one is the creation of the Mahat Tattva, or the sum total of the material ingredients, wherein the 3 modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, interact due to the presence of the Supreme Lord. In the second, the false ego is generated, in which the material ingredients, material knowledge, and material activities arise. The sense perceptions are created in the third creation, and from these the elements are generated. The fourth creation is the creation of knowledge and of working capacity. The fifth creation is that of the controlling deities by the interaction of the mode of goodness, in which the mind is the sum total. The sixth creation is the ignorant darkness of the living entity, by which the master acts as a fool. All the above are natural creations by the external energy of the Lord. Now hear from me about the creations by Lord Brahma, who is an incarnation of the mode of passion, and who, in the matter of creation, has a brain like that of the personality of Godhead. The seventh creation is that of the immovable entities, which are of six kinds. The fruit trees without flowers, trees and plants which exist until the fruit is ripe, creepers, pipe plants, creepers which have no support, and trees with flowers and fruits. All the immovable trees and plants seek their subsistence upwards. They are almost unconscious, but have feelings of pain within. They are manifest in variegatedness. The eighth creation is that of the lower species of life, and they are of different varieties, numbering 28. They are all extensively foolish and ignorant. They know their desirables by smell, but are unable to remember anything within the heart. O purest Vidura, of the lower animals, the cow, goat, buffalo, Krishna stag, hog, Gavaya animal, deer, lamb, and camel all have two hoofs, while the horse, mule, ass, gaur, Sharabha bison, and wild cow all have only one hoof. Now you may hear from me about the animals who have five nails. The dog, jackal, tiger, fox, cat, rabbit, sajaru, lion, monkey, elephant, tortoise, alligator, gosapa, etc., all have five nails in their claws. They are known as pancha nakas, or animals having five nails. The heron, vulture, crane, hawk, basa, bhaluka, peacock, swan, sarasa, chakravaka, crow, owl, and others are the birds. The creation of the human beings who are of one species only and who stock their eatables in the belly is the ninth in the rotation of creation. In the human race, the mode of passion is very prominent. Humans are always busy in the midst of miserable life, but they think themselves happy in all respects. Dukhe cha sukha mananaha. O good Vidura, these last three creations and the creation of demigods, which is the tenth creation, are known as Vikrita creations, which are different from the previously described Prakrita or natural creations. The appearance of the four Kumaras is both. The creation of the demigods is of eight varieties. The Buddha, the demigods, Pitara, the forefathers, Asura, the demons, Gandharva, the expert artisans in the higher planets, Apsarasa, the angels, Siddha, persons who are perfect in mystic powers, Yaksha, the super protectors, Rakshanshi, the giants, Charana, the celestial singers, Bhuta, the jinn, Preta, the evil spirits, Pisacha, attendant spirits, also Vidyadra, the celestial denizens known as the Vidyadaras, and the Kinnaras, or superhuman beings. All are created by Brahmaji, the creator of the universe. So now I shall describe the descendants of Manu. For the creator, Lord Brahma, as the incarnation of the passion mode of the personality of Godhead, creates the universal affairs with unfailing desires in every millennium by the force of the Lord's energy.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The impersonal time factor is the background of the material manifestation as the instrument of the Supreme Lord. The time factor is the ingredient of assistance offered to material nature. No one knows where time began and where it ends, and it is time only which can keep a record of the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material manifestation. This time factor is the material cause of creation and is therefore a self-expansion of the personality of Godhead. Time is thus considered the impersonal feature of the Lord. The time factor is also explained by modern men in various ways. Some accept it almost as it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Metaphysically, time is distinguished as absolute and real. Absolute time is continuous and unaffected by the speed or slowness of material things. Time is astronomically and mathematically calculated in relation to the speed, change, and life of a particular object. Factually, however, time has nothing to do with the relativities of things. Rather, everything is shaped and calculated in terms of the facility offered by time. Time is the basic measurement of the activity of our senses, by which we calculate past, present, and future. But in factual calculation, time actually has no beginning or end. Chanakya Pandit says that even a slight fraction of time cannot be purchased even with millions of dollars, and therefore even a moment of time lost without profit must be calculated as the greatest loss in life. Time is not subject to any form of psychology, nor are the moments objective realities in themselves, but they are dependent on particular experiences. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami concludes that the time factor is intermixed with the activities or actions and reactions of the external energy of the Lord. The external energy or material nature works under the superintendence of the time factor as the Lord Himself, and that is why material nature appears to have produced so many wonderful things in the cosmic manifestation. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 confirms this conclusion when Krishna says, Maya yakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetunanena kaunteya jagad vipari vartate. O son of Kunti Arjuna, this material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction. It is producing all moving and non-moving beings, and under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Idang hi vishvang bhagavan ivetaraha. As previously stated by Narada before Vyasadeva in the first canto, this unmanifested world is the self-same personality of Godhead. But it appears to be something else beyond the Lord or besides the Lord. It appears so because of its being separated from the Lord by means of Kala. So it is something like the tape recorded voice of a person who is now separated from the recording. As the tape recording is situated on the tape, so the whole cosmic manifestation is situated on the material energy and appears separate by means of kala. The material manifestation is therefore the objective manifestation of the Supreme Lord and exhibits His impersonal feature so much adored by impersonalist philosophers. The scheduled creations and annihilations take place in terms of the supreme will of the Lord. There are other creations due to interactions of material elements which take place by the intelligence of Brahmaji. These will be more explicitly explained later. So at present, only the preliminary information is given. And there are three kinds of annihilations. 1. Due to the scheduled time of the annihilation of the entire universe. 2. Due to a fire which emanates from the mouth of Anantashesha Nag. And 3. Due to one's own qualitative actions and reactions. After the creation of the demigods, all entities are covered by the darkness of ignorance. Each and every living being in the material world is conditioned by one's mentality of lording it over the resources of material nature. So although the living entity wants to be the master of the material world, he or she is conditioned by ignorance or by the false impression of being the proprietor of so many material things. The material energy of the Lord, called avidya, is the bewildering factor of the conditioned souls. This material nature is called avidya or ignorance, but to the devotees of the Lord engaged in pure devotional service, this energy becomes vidya or pure knowledge. And this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The energy of the Lord transforms from Mahamaya to Yogamaya and appears to the pure devotees in her real feature. The material nature, therefore, appears to function in three phases: as the creative principle of the material world, as ignorance, and as knowledge. As disclosed in this section, in the fourth creation, the power of knowledge is also created. The conditioned souls are not originally fools, but by the influence of the avidya function of material nature, they are made fools, and thus they are unable to utilize knowledge in the proper channel. By the influence of darkness, the conditioned soul forgets his or her relationship with the Supreme Lord and is overwhelmed by attachment, hatred, pride, ignorance, and false identification, which are the five kinds of illusion which cause material bondage. The human being is endowed with a higher, advanced stage of consciousness for getting relief from the existence of material miseries. But due to one's ignorance, he or she thinks that one's higher consciousness is meant for advancing in the material comforts of life. Therefore, one's intelligence is misused in the animal propensities, namely, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, instead of spiritual realization. By advancing in material comforts, the human being puts oneself into a more miserable condition. but illusion by the material energy, he or she always thinks oneself happy, even while in the midst of misery. Such misery of human life is distinct from the natural, comfortable life enjoyed even by the animals. Recorded April 3, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gaura Chanda Bole. Kota Nidra Jau Maya Pishachira Kole. Bhajiva Boliya Eshe. Samsara Vitare. Bhuliya Rohile. To me, avidyara bhare, tomare loite ami, hoinu avachara, ami bina bandhu ara. Ke ache cho mara. Eneji aushadhi maya. Nashibaro lagi. Harinama Mahamantra. Loud to me, Magi. Bakati Vinoda Prabhu. Sharane Pariya. She Pari Nama Mantra. Loilo Magia. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gora Chanda Bole. Kota Nidra Jau Maya. Pishachira Kole. Eneji Aushadhi Maya. Nashibaro Lagi. Harinama Mahamantra. Loud to me, Magi. Shai Hari Nama Mantra. Loilo Magiya. Eneji Aushadhi Maya. Nashibara Lagi. Harinama Mahamantra. Loud to me, my.
mantra. Loilo magia. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya. Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhusudana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Gauranga is calling. Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch known as Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service, and so you find yourself lost in the world of repeated birth and death. But I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. For I have brought the specific medicine which will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. So take this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. The author of this song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then says, "Oh, I fall at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, having taken this Maha Mantra."